Hello, welcome to your favorite bookish podcast, Fully Booked and Caffeinated. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Heather.
And today we have our monthly bonus episode, Bookish Banter, where we discuss the other books we've been reading this past month and whether we recommend them, and also our other favorite pop culture obsessions. This is September's recap.
Not August.
I incorrectly had it labeled before we started. We have officially determined that 2024 is cursed, but we're going to surround ourselves with pumpkins, both literal and flavorful.
Yes.
To pretend that everything is going well. Let's talk about what we're drinking. What coffees have you had? What's the haps?
Today was a large caramel coffee from Dunkin' because I needed it. I couldn't get a coffee until 12:30 this afternoon.
Oh.
So the fact that I had to wait that long, I needed it. And it kind of rejuvenated me, but not fully.
Gave you a little boost.
Yes, and I'm still very eager to try the pecan coffee at Starbucks because it's officially out.
Oh, it is? Okay.
My mom said it's good. My mom got it, and she highly recommends it. It's like pecan oat milk, I think she said.
Okay.
But she said it was delicious. So the Starbucks around the corner from my house has been under renovation, and they are officially open. So ooh. I'm going to treat myself tomorrow morning, I believe.
So brand new coffee from a brand new Starbucks. Sounds great.
Should be good. We'll see what the week I'm having.
Honestly.
Who knows?
If it's not good, you have to give it another chance.
Because I do. Oh, absolutely. Because this week tomorrow is 100% not the day. Cursed. 100% cursed.
I do have a new obsession from Starbucks. So I got, this past weekend, I got my regular iced blonde latte with toffee nut and vanilla. And I added pumpkin cold foam. I was living.
That sounds really
yummy. I was like, this is festive and delicious and amazing. So that's my new obsession. Also like $18 for two coffees, but
I know. I've actually been on a pumpkin cream cold brew kick from there. I've been like continuously getting it.
It is very good. And it's that funny orange color.
I know.
Eric was like, what is that? I was like, what could it be? It's obviously pumpkin. There's no other option.
It's creamsicle.
Yeah. Oh, he would love that.
He would.
All right. So let's get to it. Just bear with us. As usual, Bookish Banter will be
unhinged.
Hashtag unhinged. And as is our new routine, you have more books than I do.
So are you sure? I thought we were tied up. How many do you have?
I have six because one is from August.
Okay, well, I have five, so you actually surpassed me.
Oh, look out. But I like hated all of mine. Anyway, do you want to start us off?
Sure.
Okay.
So I had kind of a mixed bag. It was, they all range from 3 to 5 stars.
Okay.
So I'm going to rate it. I'll start with my lowest to highest. So my 3-star was Sign Here by Claudia Lux. This was a book of the month choice from last October, maybe even 2 Octobers ago. I don't remember. Whenever I started book of the month, it was like that same year. So I got that and it's just been sitting on my book cart. I've been trying to go through my spooky reads for my spooky season. I'm actually trying to be a mood reader, which is not typically what I do. It's been going great though. So I read that. I gave it 3 stars. It had such potential, but it just didn't, it wasn't like cohesive. And I felt like I was confused 90% of the time. It's this interesting concept where it takes place in hell and then it takes place on earth. And the people in hell can come up to earth. So basically, when there is someone who's in trouble and they want to sell their soul, someone from hell comes up and is like, oh, here's this contract. We'll do whatever you want. You just have to sign here. And then when you die, your soul has to come to hell.
Okay. That sounds like a fun concept.
It was a really cool concept, but then it just kind of went off the rails a little bit. And then it had some like really interesting twists, but it could have been better. That is to say, I was still engaged. I still read it. but I just didn't feel like I connected with it as much as I would have liked.
Okay.
So iffy on it. It's like a hit or miss. So
okay.
I read Love Letters to a Serial Killer by Tasha Coryell. This I gave 3.5. Another kind of unhinged book. Like, it had potential, but it was kind of a mediocre writing a little bit. And it was this girl who can't seem to hold friends or a job. And she becomes obsessed with this guy that is a serial killer and gets put on, you know, trial. And then so she goes from her town in, I don't even know where she is. She's like in the Midwest. She goes to Georgia to watch this guy's trial. Like, she's maxing out her credit cards. And then starts writing him. But she writes him initially to like yell at him for killing women. And then he writes back. And she's kind of an attention seeker. So she ends up writing this guy and they fall in love with each other. And then he gets, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, what happened to OJ Simpson? He got
exonerated.
Maybe. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Was he found not guilty?
Yes, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
But because there was something that happened with evidence or whatever. So he was like found not guilty. And so they end up dating. And it's just like a whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have that on my TBR, but then I was looking at it recently and I saw that the ratings weren't that good.
No. It was just the main character herself was literally the definition of unhinged.
Okay.
Like, it just, I don't know. It kind of reeked of, what's the word I'm looking for? The whole book is just itself is like an attention seeker. Like, it just didn't it wasn't cohesive. It didn't really mesh well together. So I don't know that I'd recommend that one. I know I gave it 3.5 stars, but I don't know that I loved it.
Okay.
Could have maybe done without it. My next read was The X-Hex by Aaron Sterling. I gave that four stars. That's like a witchy romance.
Mm-hmm.
Really cute. Really cute. I actually really enjoyed it. I didn't give it 5 stars because, again, it was kind of a little far-fetched, but still really good. I do recommend that. It's a nice, cute, witchy romance if you're looking for one of those for the fall. I finally read my book that I got in the quiz results that we did a few months ago.
Okay.
So that was This Time Tomorrow by Emma Straub. I gave that 4.5 stars. Really, really good. It was a very interesting concept. The main character, her dad, is an author. And writes this series about two brothers who can, like, time travel.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very, like, Back to Future-esque. And then she finds out that her dad was actually, like, a time traveler. There's this thing on their property where they grew up that he can go back in time, but you always go back to the same day.
Oh.
The day that he always went back to was the day that she was born.
Okay.
And then when she goes back in time, she goes back to being, like, 16. So it's kind of like a 13 going on 30 vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in, like, the present time, her dad is dying. So she keeps trying to go back in time to not make him die and be sick.
No.
And, of course, she, like, keeps failing at it.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, there's also the what-if scenario. So she'll change something in the past, and then when she comes back to the present, her life is completely different.
Oh, like butterfly effect.
Very, very much so. But it was a really, really interesting concept, really well written and well done. I didn't cry in the book, but I cried in her acknowledgement at the end because she, like, writes about her relationship with her dad,
mm-hmm.
who, like, died. And I was like, no, I can't. Why you gotta do this to me? But definitely makes you think of the what ifs in your own life and everything like that. So it's a thinker.
Well, the moral of this story is we need to do more of these book quizzes because we both loved our books.
I know. Exactly. And then my top read of the month that I gave 5 stars was Maybe in Another Life by Taylor Jenkins Reid, who I just love. She's completely going to always be an auto buy for me.
Mm-hmm.
So this book, almost kind of similar to This Time Tomorrow, the main character, she's at a point in her life where she's at like a bar with her friends and she meets someone from her past and you get two different trajectories of her life. Going home with the guy she used to date or not going home with the guy she used to date.
Okay.
So when she goes home with the guy she used to date, she ends up like being in a relationship with him. And so you kind of get that aspect of it. But then when she goes on the other trajectory, she gets hit by a car.
Ugh.
And she's like in the hospital and she starts a relationship with like her male nurse. So you're kind of in this position where you don't know who you want her to be with.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because both sides are interesting,
mm-hmm.
you know. I think I led more towards the nurse.
Okay.
Her, like, getting in the accident and ending up with that guy. But it was just really good. I listened to it, and mm-hmm. it was a really – Julia Whalen was the narrator who I love,
mm-hmm.
and it was just really, really good. So I okay. definitely recommend that. It was an interesting concept. Again, like, I feel mm-hmm. like Taylor Jenkins Reid, she comes up with these stories that are just wild.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, Seven Husbands took place in different timelines. Daisy Jones was, like, really, really good. What else? Oh, I read After I Do. That one was mm-hmm. heartbreaking. You know, I know you read Malibu Rising. You didn't like it, but
mm-hmm.
I didn't get to it yet. But
Malibu Rising is not completely putting me off, especially now that I know from reading the blurbs on her books that they are not mysteries and there is no yeah. twist.
No, because even in like this book, there wasn't a twist. It was just, she just kind of makes you figure out which storyline you like better.
Yeah.
And that's why I like her. Like, she's such a good author and she creates these worlds that, mm-hmm. and they're also like realistic.
Yeah.
The majority, like, especially Daisy Jones, like that's, you know, that is a story.
Oh, absolutely. You know what
I
mean?
So I like her a lot. So she's definitely someone that I will always read her books.
Okay. We love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I didn't have a great reading month. So what my first book is from August. I finished it after we recorded. It's We Used to Live Here by Marcus Clearer. This one is tough because the beginning was so slow and infuriating. Like, just don't let these people into your house. She just lets these strangers into her house and they won't leave. But halfway through, it started to actually have some scary scenes. And then the horror switches into that trippy, unsettling horror.
Okay.
So basically, I'm thinking of ending things, but without all the extra interpretation. Like, you know, okay. something weird is going on.
So I'll tell you that people on Bookstagram, this is a really big read right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's super popular mm-hmm. on BookTok. And that's why I read it. Also because it's already been picked up, I'm 99% sure, by Netflix. But Blake Lively is going to be starring in the movie. Like, they already have the casting for it. So I was like, okay, this is interesting. So I'm interested to see how they do it because, like I said, the beginning was not great. And even someone commented on TikTok and was like, oh, I was kind of ready to DNF this one. And I was like, stick with it because it does get better. Don't uh-huh. blame me if you don't like it. But so I did like it, but I couldn't love it because I didn't like the beginning. And I actually switched from audio to physical because there's a lot of like additional reading materials.
Okay.
So transcripts and news articles and stuff like that. And it was just hard to listen to them because mm-hmm. I didn't really know what I was listening to. Like, it was just confusing. So I'm glad that I switched to the physical on this one. So then for September, I read Emma in the Night by Wendy Walker. I picked this up because it's a past book of the month. I probably should have DNF'd it. I did not like it. It has a lot of psychological diagnosis talk, which I like. Mm-hmm. But the story just didn't hold up. The family dynamic was almost too messed up.
Okay.
Like, it was, you know, it was for shock value, one of yeah. those. And there wasn't a single character to root for. I was like, I cannot stand any single person in this book. They all deserve what's happening to them. So that's, you know, hard yeah. to get behind.
Yeah.
That was a no from me. And then I listened to So Thirsty by Rachel Harrison, which we've mm-hmm. talked about a lot. I'm a little sad about this one. I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it either. And usually I love Rachel Harrison's female main characters because they're sarcastic and they're funny and they just have a charm about them or like a self-deprecating, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? But neither of the main women were doing it for me. They had this weird friendship where they just bickered all the time.
Okay.
And then I loved some of the secondary characters. It's obviously a book about vampires. So the vampires were so fun and I loved them, but we just didn't get enough of them because it was focused on this friendship. So I was into it and I was like, okay, I'm waiting for something to happen. Mm-hmm. And then I was like 80% done. And I was like, oh, it's almost over. So not great, but not horrible either.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So then I'm obviously trying to be mood reading too, because I read a bunch of getting me in the Halloween spirit. I read Here Lies a Vengeful Bitch by Cody Crowley. This is another one with a slow start. It took me a bit to get into, but about halfway through, the paranormal horror elements got really good. Annie's sassy attitude went from being insolent teenager to actually growing on me. Mm-hmm. Overall, I just didn't love the twist. So I felt like it was a missed opportunity, because this is another one where it's this really cool storyline. This girl wakes up and she realizes that she's dead.
Okay.
But that she can, so her goal is to figure out who killed her and to bring justice and vengeance upon whoever it is. So it was a really cool concept, but then the twist was just like, oh, really? Mm-hmm. So this is definitely a love it or hate it, because the main character is very abrasive and very like a bad teenager caricature. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I have seen it a lot on Book Talk, and a lot of people like it because it is a fun read that you don't have to take that seriously.
Got you.
So that's worth giving a chance. Then I read Lay Your Body Down by Amy Souter Clark. I was ready to love this, because it's about this evangelistic megachurch, and the main character is ready to expose the corruption and the cult aspects while dealing with her own childhood trauma. So obviously, right up my alley.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very predictable and far-fetched at the same time. Like, you could tell that a lot of the characters were a little too on the nose. So there was no real development or reasons for them changing their minds or them growing or whatever. I don't know.
Mm.
Just not great. So obviously, pretty rough reading month, clearly. But my favorite book of the month more than made up for it. And it was worth reading all those other books that I didn't love. I finally read Slewfoot by Brom, and oh my god, I loved it. I've been putting off reading this for a long time because it's basically a staple on Book Talk. Like, it is on, it's, I see it every freaking day, and I didn't want it to disappoint after I was so excited for it, because it's, you know, this witchy book and everyone says the main character's so great, blah, blah, blah. But quite the opposite. I'm obsessed with it. It has elements of dark fairy tale lore.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
And the panic of the 1600s witch trials, which I love. And the ending is just gruesome and tragic and very gory. At some points I was like, ooh, like gross. Abatha is pure feminine rage. She might be my new favorite main character ever.
Nice.
So needless to say, that was my favorite read.
I'll add that to my TBR then.
Yes. It's so good. So, so good. And an unexpected ending. That's all I'll say.
So for this month's reads as well, since this comes out after, we read The September House for our September read. I recommended it to my boss and a girl from my mom book club. And they both read it and absolutely loved it.
I love that. I love
they both,
that.
They like both texted me as soon as they finished it. And me and Kimmy were talking about how Frederica was our favorite character.
Oh my gosh,
and
of course.
And then my boss called the ending delicious. Like, she just was like, it was so, so good.
Oh my gosh, that's great. Because I thought it could be a hit or miss because it is that weird dark humor.
I'm telling you, like, it was just so, so good. And it was,
I love that.
So the two people that I've recommended it to so far both have loved it. So I think it's a good staple for like a good haunted house book for sure.
Yeah. And everyone, once our episode comes out, let us know if you agree with us. If you don't like the book, we gush about a lot. So clearly. All right. So next month, I've got a bunch more horror books lined up. I'm hoping I'm a little more successful. Maybe it's too much pressure with mood reading. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I know, because I kind of like had to like push myself through Sign Here. I was like, I want to like this more than I'm enjoying it right now.
Yeah.
I must finish because it is a cool concept, but oh my God.
Yikes. Okay. Are there any upcoming releases you're looking forward to?
There was an author, and now I cannot remember. Somebody is putting out a new book, and it's gone. It was in my head, and now it's gone.
The only ones I saw, obviously, Jason Rakulik's new book is coming out.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
And Paula Hawkins has a new book coming out, which I haven't seen anything from her in a while. She's Girl on the Train. I don't love her writing. It's kind of like a Ruth Ware, like I'll read it, but my expectations are kind of low. You know what I mean?
Wait, I think I'm missing a book that I read this month because I'm just thinking right now and I definitely am. Oh, okay. I actually did also read 6 books. Oops.
I was like, I felt like you read a lot because I see your Goodreads all the time updating.
I also read Wild Eyes by Elsie Silver, which was, I totally forgot. But listen, it's been a year. But also a month.
Truly.
And a week. I also read Wild Eyes, which is the second in the Rose Hill series. I believe there's going to be 3 in total. And that was actually the author. I was just, that's why it just came to me, because she released a little bit of the third book that's coming out.
Okay. Okay.
So this was one of my favorite tropes. I read one last month, the single dad trope. And this one I gave 4.5 stars.
Okay.
Just all around, really good. The main character, the dad, just his entire energy throughout the book was, we say it all the time, females writing men is just unparalleled. And Weston Belmont is hands down one of my favorite book dads. Kate Eaton from the Cowboy series is still my fave, but he's like a close second, as well as the one I read last month as well. But definitely recommend it. It was better than the first one, Wild Love. I liked this one better. And then the third one looks like it's going to be Arranged Marriage, which I kind of like too.
Okay.
So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, I also read 6 books.
Okay. So. And a good one too.
I know. I totally forgot.
As we said, anyways. Forgive us. We're unhinged.
Yes, completely.
But yeah, I don't think there's any other upcoming releases. We're recording this too early to see the October Book of the Month choices. So, all right. So let's talk about TV, movies, podcasts, pretty much just TV.
Yeah.
So this past month, somehow was the Bachelorette finale. I can't believe that was this month. We don't have to get into it because every podcast has talked about it until it's in the face. And it keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse. But my biggest thing is, why am I still watching this show? But I have to watch it because Golden Bachelorette is on.
Which, that was so cute, the premiere last week.
Yes.
And all these men are so wholesome. And it was just like, it was just really cute and adorable. And I love Jack. He was the guy that was, like, narrating the whole house.
Oh, yeah. And just so many, like, hashtag girl dads.
So many girl dads. So, we'll see. I'm sure someone will disappoint me. They always do.
Well, someone already came out that they had a restraining order against them, so.
But, yeah, of course, the ABC's not doing their best job with vetting these people. Like, the whole fact of Devin's restraining order issue coming out after the show and the fact that he won. Oh, my God. Although I have been watching Dancing with the Stars. I didn't watch last night's yet, but with her and Joey on the show. So that was, they're cute. She's getting a little bit of a vindication, at least on that. But she got fucked.
I've been seeing some clips and I love it. They did come out about the Golden Bachelorette thing and say, oh, that happened after we did the vetting process, like in this small window, blah, blah, blah. I haven't seen them come out and say anything about how they missed the one with Devin. So
it's too big. There's no way.
I'm just like, y'all haven't said anything about the big obvious one.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so bad. And like people who don't watch the show have issues with it. And they're like, oh, I can never watch that, blah, blah. And I'm like, I could not argue with you. Like this show is fucked up. It's had so many issues.
I know. And I just, I can't, it's like a train wreck that I can't turn away from.
Mm-hmm. Because I just have to know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're part of the problem, but that's not the point. Also, I finally finished Vanderpump Rules. The last season kind of sucked, but now I'm caught up. I'm in the know. I know the haps. I love Ariana Maddox, obviously. Mm-hmm. Not a fan of Sheena, but you know.
I don't know who that is.
It's fine. Honestly, not worth knowing. Anyway.
And they released the cast for Love is Blind.
Yes.
Season 7?
7? I think 7.
Yeah.
I did see that. And they, it's an older crowd, yes, which I like.
That starts soon, too.
Mm-hmm.
Next month? Or the end of this month? Tomorrow? Is it tomorrow?
Heather, I didn't even know what month it was. Do you really think that I know?
No.
I don't know anything.
Did you start The Circle?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes, I started The Circle. I'm only probably 4 episodes in.
I'm caught up, but new ones dropped today.
Okay.
So I didn't watch
those. And it's not done yet, obviously.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think the finale will probably be next week.
Okay. All right. So I have time to catch up before then. Mm-hmm. It's good. I'm glad they didn't do any AI stuff again, because Big Brother with their AI shit is just...
Janky's World was the worst, and I feel bad that those people had to deal with that for a week.
Oh my gosh.
That's like pure torture.
And also, Zingbot roasting Angela. I was like, it could have been so much worse.
It could have been so much worse. But
she finally, on the latest episode, she shed 2 single tears. Eric and I literally pointed and went, oh my God, there's water coming out. I said, is it raining? Because this woman cries 50% of every episode, and I've never seen a wetness.
I know.
So finally broke her. Finally, finally give us 2 tears.
Mm-hmm.
I also started Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
That's been all over Hulu. Like,
oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Is it fun?
Eh.
Okay.
No. I feel like if you... You would like it if you knew what was going on with the whole mom talk drama when it was on TikTok. Yeah. I didn't know about it, so I didn't even know who these people were.
I'd ask Eric, because Eric, Eric always knows a little bit of something when like it was all over TikTok.
So yeah.
Because can you explain to me?
Well, and I recognize some of the stuff. Like there's this video of one of the women, her son had RSV and was in like intensive care in the hospital. And she made a dancing video, like to music, dancing in the hospital with like the words on the screen saying what happened to her son. And everyone's like, are you joking?
Don't like
and she
that.
Got a crazy amount of backlash. So I saw it because someone posted a reaction video that came up on my feed, but I had no idea who she was. And then I started watching it and realized it was the same person. And then there was like this whole swinging scandal. I don't know.
I heard about that. That was what Eric was telling me about.
Yes, because it was a very big deal. It's basically a knockoff of The Real Housewives. I mean,
I feel like they all are.
Yeah. And like, I'm still going to watch it, but I'm not like obsessed with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then last but not least, I watched all of Selling Sunset. Did you watch it yet?
No.
Okay.
I feel like because you didn't love it, it's not high on like my list right now.
Yeah. I was not a fan of this season. I was telling you, I think it's so overly produced. It doesn't even feel like a reality show anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way they're setting them up for the shots and for the conversations. It's just all so obvious that it's produced. But they did have Joey Essex on it. Yeah. Because they were trying to find him a house in L.A.,
oh, I have
and
to watch.
He was being real fucking creepy and weird.
I bet
as
he was.
He does. Yeah.
I bet he was.
So that was funny. They also had the D'Amelio family on it. But yeah, I just wasn't a fan. I thought that the drama was so calculated. And they're not doing a reunion because everyone on the cast is fighting so intensely that they all threaten to quit if they were forced to come back for a reunion.
Damn.
So it's not great. It also hasn't been renewed for another season yet, although they are in negotiations for it. But of course, I'm sure all of them think they should be getting paid triple or whatever, because they're not making that much money off real estate. You know what I mean?
No, definitely not.
But anyway, so that's what I watched. Nothing, nothing that I'm proud to say I watched. Okay. How about you?
I finally watched The Mole season 2. Loved this so much more than the first season.
Mm-hmm.
Loved who the mole was. I don't want to spoil it for anybody in case anyone hasn't watched it yet, but I definitely recommend it. It was so much more devious.
Yeah.
This season. And a lot more shocking things happen than it did in the first season. So I definitely recommend it. Although Eric kind of got bored with it eventually. Because it's always interesting in the beginning. And then you kind of get like, all right, this isn't like that fun anymore. I watched the docuseries on Netflix, Worst Ex Ever.
Okay.
Which was very well done and also so horrifying. It was 4 different episodes from 4 different people's experiences with their exes, and it was just, like, insane. Like, these people are psychotic.
Like, hate that.
Yeah. There was one with this couple. His, like, 96-year-old grandmother got murdered. And I was like, and like stuffed in like a can. And
oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
Like, I was sobbing because I'm like, you know what? This woman has lived 96 wonderful years on Earth. And that's how she goes. Like, it was fucked. It was so fucked up.
That's horrible.
I didn't like that. But I recommend. Like, it was good. No, it was well done.
True crime girlies.
Hey. And then I watched Chaos, which is the new, it's a new series on Netflix with Jeff Goldblum as the lead.
Oh, okay, yes.
Oh my God, this was so freaking good. It was just fun, and it's all based on like the Greek gods and all of this stuff. And it was cool because some of it was in black and white. So when you go to like the underworld where like Hades is reigning, everyone's dead. So the world is like muted color.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, there was the one main character. Oh God, I can't remember his name, but he's like a singer and his song that he sings was so good. And that I actually put it out like on Spotify.
I love that.
And then I really liked it on the show. And then my best friend, Ricky, like sent me the Spotify link for it. And she was like, I knew I liked it because the lead singer from Bastille created it for the show. And I'm like, that's why we love it. So it's on. I'm like, now I'm like replaying it on my phone because it's just so good. But definitely recommend it. They're already confirmed season 2.
Nice.
So it was 8 episodes, but it just was, I think if you enjoy shows like The Boys from Amazon, and it had a very similar vibe as like another show, but it's very like dark comedy, chaotic.
Okay. But
very, very good. It had a transgender character and the person who played them was transgender. So that was really nice.
We'd love to see it.
Love to see it.
Okay.
All around recommend.
We love to see it.
I started the Menendez Brothers series. Oh, on Netflix.
That's on my list because I've been seeing that popping up everywhere.
Yeah. So I started that. I got a little bit through the first episode. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I guess the brothers are very upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Sucks to be famous. You know what I mean? Anything else exciting?
No. Absolutely not. I'm just ready for, like, Halloween full. I'm ready to do all my fall activities starting next weekend.
Yes. I agree. I'm looking forward to. I am so behind this year. I haven't even put up my Halloween decorations yet. But I'm doing it this weekend. I've also been gone for most of September. Yeah.
September's a wash for you.
It really is. So I'll just have to keep my Halloween decorations up longer.
Oh, what was you?
Oh, darn. As I do every year. But I know, you know, right? What I mean.
What's the difference? It's just another day in the Kelsey Bowles house.
It's just slightly more orange than usual. Same amount of skulls. Same amount of pumpkin smelling things. But yeah. All right. Well, listen, thanks for hanging in there with us. Like we said, it's been a rough one.
Didn't I send you, and here's another thing, this is what I was trying to look on my phone before. Didn't I send you something this month? Was it the None of This Is True they're making into like a series?
Yes.
Was that this month that I sent that to you? I was looking on my phone. I couldn't find it. And I don't know if it was a story or if it was a post. But I believe that the Lisa Jewell None of This Is True got picked up by Netflix.
Oh, was it Netflix?
Yes, it is. It's getting picked up. But they announced this back in June. But I must have just seen it recently.
Okay.
But yeah, they are. They're developing. Netflix is developing an adaptation of it. And I know we both really like that. So I'm looking forward to that one.
I actually just gave that one to my sister to read. Because she read Verity finally. And she was obsessed with it. She's like, mm-hmm. I need more book recommendations like Verity. I was like, well, Verity's kind of one of a kind. It honestly. Is one of a kind, truly. I was like, but this is a really, really good thriller. And if you like this, I'll have a lot more recommendations for you. So we'll mm-hmm. see. But I feel like most people that I have talked to or I've seen online enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, so we'll see. All right.
But anyways, that was it. It was just on my mind and I had to say it because I just...
You did.
I was like, there is something that I wanted to talk about, but I don't remember what it was from.
We're going to do better at writing things down during the month so that when this episode comes, a book that you really liked too.
I know.
Now I'm like, did I forget a book? No, I didn't. All right. That's all we have for you this month. If you like what you heard, please make sure to follow, subscribe, and rate and review the podcast on whatever platform you're listening on. If you also are having the worst year ever, let us know about it. And
Let's commiserate together.
We need to know if you're super into astrology. Can you let us know if there's something going on? It seems fishy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you have any book recommendations, questions for us, you can email us at fullybookedcafpod@gmail.com. Also, go and follow us on our socials to see our upcoming reads. We are on Instagram and TikTok at fullybookedcafpod. We also have a lot of book recommendations. We're doing a whole series of witchy book recommendations for the fall, so make sure you check those out. Thanks for checking us out. And remember,
if you need us, we're fully unhinged and booked.
Sure are. Goodbye. Bye. Thank you.